Hello and welcome to a special bonus teaser of Across the Pond from Wonderland Crew. Wonderland Crew is a way to not only support the show and help with the cost of hosting, equipment, travel, events, and more, but in addition, you will gain exclusive content and additional information, all while becoming a part of our amazing community and crew. And every single penny of your pledge goes back into the show. You can check out wonderlandcrew.com to learn more about our Patreon. So Gary and I are back with a brand new episode of Across the Pond. We had gone on about a year-long hiatus, and we decided to bring this back and make it exclusive as a perk of being an all-access member in Wonderland Crew. So go ahead and enjoy the first 10 minutes as a little bit of a teaser to see what you could get every month if you join Wonderland Crew at that all-access level. And this is episode 18, which we have titled Our Journey Back. Hope you enjoy. Hey,
there we are.
There he is, man. You don't record for 364 days and everything just kind of goes down the crapper. I had to restart everything. Yeah. I had to reallow like access to my camera, my mic, all kinds of good stuff.
Well, it's Friday here now, so that's
at this point now.
It's taken that long.
Right, seriously. How are you, man? Where are you at there? Set up in your kitchen now?
I'm sitting in the kitchen. I don't ever use my, so I used to record in the little cabin office that I've got in the back of the yard. But since Sophie started full-time education, basically, kindergarten, you guys call it, I work in the house. I just work in the dining room. So I'm tucked around here in the kitchen to try this, although I think I might go back to the cabin the next time.
What do you guys call kindergarten?
So they go to nursery at age 3 for 2 years, and then when they turn 5-ish, they go to primary school. Primary school is for 7 years, and then after primary school they go to high school, and you're usually around about 12, maybe 13 when you go to high school, and you've got 6 years of high school.
Oh wow, that's very different then.
So you're usually about 8.
Yeah.
But you can leave, you're allowed to leave, legally allowed to leave high school when, after 4 years, when you're 16.
Really?
Yes, you can leave full-time education. There is some people do it. A lot of people, it's not as common now. When I was at school, once the fourth year finished, when we all came back for our fifth year, there was a noticeable lack of people. It was just, a lot of people thought, oh, let's just go and be adults.
Yeah.
And then when you're, now I'm an adult, I wish you had to do high school for like 25 years. It would be much easier.
I was going to say, can you go back once you get out and see that the real world is junk? You can't, then you're done. You're
screwed. No, you can go to like a college or like a community college type thing. If you decide you want to go back into it, I mean, you can go back to college at any age.
Yeah.
No, if you want to really make a go of it, you do your 6 years and then you go to college or like a university and do 4 years for your standard degree. Or if you're wanting to be really cool, go and do a doctorate or something. So yeah, that's kind of how it works here. So
yeah.
But yeah, so Sophie starts primary school, proper school, in 3 weeks.
Wow. Jeez.
She's five in 2 weeks. 3 weeks. No, she's five in 3 weeks. She turns five, then she goes to school 2 days later.
Wow. That's crazy.
So
yeah.
Our schools go back the 17th of August.
Okay. Well, yeah, so you're a week behind us. Kids are already starting school August 10th. I mean, we have I'll say proper high schooler now, because over here it's ninth grade. So yeah, Kaylin's off to high school and Lacey will be in eighth grade. It's nuts. So,
is that for
seventh
is
grade?
That,
I'm sorry.
Is the high school further away?
It's next door. Literally next door. Yeah, they built it. Last year was the first year for the high school. So Kaylin will actually be the first class. So when new high school opens around here, they don't move seniors from whatever high school they're at, even though they rezone all the houses.
Right.
So last year the high school started and it was just 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. So Kaylin will be the first class who will ever go through all 4 years and graduate at this high school, which is pretty cool, because at the technically elementary school, it turned into an academy. So it goes K through 8 now. And she was the first ever class to start there in kindergarten and finish in 8th grade. and now she'll be the first ever class to do all 4 years at the high school, which is pretty cool. So she's super excited about all that. But yeah, before we dive into what's been going on the past 364 days, if you are, if you are, this is now a Wonderland Crew exclusive podcast for the top tier level. And so you guys will get one of these every month. And it's kind of just a little bit of a banter and topics that Gary and I like to discuss as, you know, two best friends that live very far away across the pond from each other. We like to, and this is where I think it'll be cool. Wonderland Crew can get involved with, you know, coming up with topics and questions and things, because again, you got two girl dads here, completely different sides of the country. Lots of things in common, lots of things not so much in common. But what we like to do first before we hop in is play you our incredible theme song. So we'll do that right now. America!
America! Welcome to all things Scottish. Our slogan is, if it's no Scottish, it's crap!
All right, everyone, welcome. This is actually episode 18 of Across the Pond. I will go back, if you are new to either Main Street Magic or Wonderland Crew or anything, I'll go back and put the first 17 episodes up on that private RSS feed for Wonderland Crew so that you guys can go ahead and access that if you're all access members. And you can check out the first 17 if you have not. I highly recommend it. They're probably some of the best pieces of work that have ever been done by two podcasters ever. But yeah, there's actually some really good stuff back then. And, you know, we had had this idea, you know, we only ran for 17 episodes and then just, you know, just things got busy. And it was one of those, for me, it was almost like watching a TV show. Like, I watch a TV show every week, and then you get 2 or 3 weeks behind, and then, you know, it's 4 weeks and 5 weeks and 6 weeks, and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to go back and watch that show, because all of a sudden you're thinking of catching up, you know. And this was more before it was, I think we lived in such a binge-worthy society, you know. This was like, shows weren't so accessible to go sit down and go, you know what, in 2 hours I can catch up. You literally were like, all right, I got to wait till it maybe comes on Hulu, or I had to DVR it, and now I got to go through. So I kind of feel like, unfortunately, that's what happened with this show. I know you started, you know, I mean, you guys started going back to traveling some, working some. It was literally July 29th of 2021 that we last recorded. But I'm really glad that we're going to get back to doing this, because I know for me, we're going to do this once a month. It's in some ways very therapeutic. We get to be face-to-face and chat. Not that we don't talk every single day through Messenger, but, you know, when you actually get to sit down and just have a conversation, I think it's so much different.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Yeah, well, I think the you're right. It's weird how it's literally exactly a year.
That's crazy.
That we last sat down and recorded, because we've been talking about doing this for the last few months.
Yeah.
But for us, it was. I suppose, I think the world officially kind of opened again the middle of last year. Because I mean, certainly here we went back into lockdown the very last, like December 2020 into April 2021. We were locked down. Gyms, everything, all closed. And then everything started to open like May. There was a phased opening. So come July, August, certainly my job pre-pandemic was, I was away from home every couple of weeks. So having not traveled for so long, everything just kind of built up and boom, the world opened and everybody went crazy again. And the 5 hour time difference, that's no joke either. So I was trying to fit this in, became, and you got, things just changed for you. You got a lot, you did a lot of stuff, and it just, one of those things where we just it just kind of took a back seat for a while, and then there's a lot of stuff happened, positive, negative, in the last year. But we're in a good place. The world's a bit different now. But
it is. It's very different, and as much as it is the same, I think especially over here. I think what's so weird over here for me is that the everything looks the same, but it feels different. if that makes sense. Yeah. Like it's going back where, you know, certainly I can go into Publix and you're going to see a very small percentage of people that are maybe in masks, but everything else is back to, you know, what we can call normal. But mentally, at least for me, I'm still in a place of this isn't the same. It looks the same, but it's not the same. And I feel like that's how it is everywhere, even getting into theme parks. I mean, man, theme parks are back. They are nuts to butts. It is insane in the theme parks, but they're still different. And I think that's the weirdest part. I mean, I definitely think that everything changed from a mental standpoint. I'm sure not just for myself, but for most people, you know, that truly went through some of these lockdowns and really, you know, kind of went through this. Do you feel like kind of that same way? I'm just diving in deep
there's always reminders, because like retail or restaurants, they don't take the stickers off the ground where it says to stay apart. Yeah. They're still there.
But nobody pays attention, right?
Nobody pays attention anymore. No. Masks were, we still had to wear masks legally and indoors up until March or April this year, roughly somewhere around there. So that was a very weird time.
I hope you enjoyed this little 10-minute snippet of episode 18 of Across the Pond with Gary and I. And if you would like to check out and learn more about our Patreon group, and if you would like to join, you can go to wonderlandcrew.com. Thanks for listening.